Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I'm drinking like I don't want to spill my, or dancing like I don't want to spill my drink.
I know, it's like you have one drink in your hand. Is that just your go-to dance move?
That is the safest dance move alive.
I'm holding a beverage. I can't move too much.
I will get on the dance floor if it's okay for me to carry a beverage, because then that way there's no pressure. All I have to do is not spill
and sorry.
Move in rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
It makes dancing so much easier. And it's in my name. So take it from me, Dancing Eric Hansen.
Wow. You can, that's a dancing tip you can trust.
Yeah.
It came from Dancing Eric Hansen.
Keep it tight.
But don't
also
spill
have a
the
straw.
Bev. Yeah.
Don't spill the bev.
Don't spill your bevy.
No.
And take time. You can stop dancing. If you have a straw, you need to make sure it gets to your mouth safely.
Hydration.
Yeah.
Back to the song.
And that saves you a little bit from having to dance the whole
song. And
this song.
It depends what arm's free, but I'm holding it in my left hand.
Okay.
But you got your right arm to move. And now, I do tend to chicken wing a little bit.
Yeah.
Shannon brings that up a lot.
Yeah.
You also didn't seem to doubt that when I said it.
No, I can see it. I can see that a lot. Yeah.
So I got to be careful I don't do this too much. I don't flop too much.
Yeah. A lot of elbows on the dance floor is
dangerous. Well, too much. Then it's like I might hurt somebody.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Then you can switch your drink and that opens up your other arm.
Yeah, there you go. Dance tips.
From Dancing Eric Hansen.
It's like certified. Totally legit.
Well, it's June. It's wedding season.
That's helpful.
Somebody may be waking up this morning regretting how poorly they performed on the dance floor and wants a do-over. And I'm offering it for them this
Don't
morning.
Don't worry. Another wedding is coming.
You'll be invited to another one, I'm sure.
You're fine. You're
Might
fine.
Be years down the road, but it'll happen. It'll happen.
They're coming for you. They're coming for you.
Ah, dang it. I winged again.
Yeah. Just keep that chicken.
It's hard.
Try to do your elbow into your body and then just flop your hand out, elbow in.
This one's okay.
It's safer for the rest of the people on the dance floor.
Fair enough.
A slight smack with the hand is much easier than an elbow to the face.
You're saying it's okay to smack fellow dancers?
Yeah. A light smack.
Okay.
If you're in the midst of dancing.
We're all doing it.
Wouldn't you rather be smacked than elbowed?
Where? I really have to think through this before I answer. Where on my body am I getting hit?
Chest.
Smacked.
Elbow to the chest. Yeah.
No, I don't want an elbow.
Open hand smack.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No. Just a. Yeah.
And it's not like people are smacking you. It's just you're dancing and you're flopping around.
It's a errand hand. It's like, where's it going?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
It's dangerous either way.
Oh, song's over. I'm going to go back to my seat.
Set your drink down. No, keep it in your hand in case you have to dance
again. Oh, no, they're playing another song.
Dangerous.
I think most weddings I go to, the drinks are allowed on the floor.
Yeah.
I don't think they want glass.
No.
So stick to seltzers in a can.
But I haven't been to a glass wedding in some time.
Good point. Most of mine are at some sort of hall or lodge.
Uh-huh.
And things are plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a classy plastic, but plastic
it's still
nonetheless.
Plastic nonetheless.
Yes.
That's right. Served by three very nice ladies who've worked together for years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a ridiculously low drink price, but it was great. I'm looking at you, Eagles Lodge.
Love you. Love you.
Eagles Lodge. I looked into joining. I loved it so much.
You looked into joining?
Yeah, like, how do I become an Eagle? This is fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, they do game watch parties. I'm like, I would love this place.
You should be in a lodge.
It takes me a little bit back to, I'm lodge material.
Yeah.
Yeah, through and through. Well, my dad was a Shriner.
Yeah.
But I think that's Mason, and I think that involves some stuff.
Stuff. Yeah. I don't know what exactly, but it's definitely stuff.
It's enough that I don't know that I don't think I want to do it.
Uh-huh.
I think the Eagles, they just sign up. Maybe make a donation to something, whatever their philanthropy is.
You can do that.
I could be an Eagle.
Just sign up.
Yeah. Eagles Lodge.
Do it.
Join.
Maybe. Do it. And then we could have, parties with no reason. We don't have to have a wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean we?
We.
Oh, you're joining with me?
Us. I'm not. I can't join the lodge. But you.
I think it's best.
You join the lodge and throw some parties at the lodge.
I'll sneak you in. You have to wear a fake mustache. Deal?
Deal.
Okay. This is my friend Clarence.
Hello, fellow Eagles.
That's it. Perfect.
Yeah.
They'll never suspect anything.
I'm totally in.
That's great.
And new trend, grandma showers.
What are these?
like a baby shower.
Yeah.
But it's not for the mom. It's for the grandma.
Do me a favor right now and turn that piece of paper around and face it to me.
Yeah.
I want to see the story.
What? Grandma showers.
We had this, not you and I. Yes, you were at the table. You were on the other side. At my birthday dinner, we talked about this.
Really?
Yes. Because my side of the table, some friends of ours are going to be grandparents this fall.
And you talked about this already?
Yes.
And she wants to do it?
I think she does. I didn't know it was a thing. And now it's coming to you in whatever magic
it's
internet
okay.
page.
Okay.
Let's
yeah.
do it.
It's a trend.
Yes.
Yeah. You can have a grandparent showers. It's kind of like a, you know, congratulations on this new chapter of
yeah.
your life. And at this point, either you don't have the baby stuff that your kids use. And a lot of times that stuff isn't safe anymore. You know,
if it was safe enough for our kid, it's safe enough for their kid.
And then the parents are like, no, you won't be watching my kid because you have all that ancient stuff.
Whatever. Asbestos, asbestos, whatever.
Asbestos, asbestos. It's fine.
It's fine. It's great.
Your baby's going to be fine.
These Fisher-Price people are made with some very special plastic.
You know what? Grandma showers. Make it a thing.
I am all in. Dang it, I thought I invented that. I really did.
You did?
I thought I invented it.
Apparently,
I was
about
ready to register a URL.
Go ahead and embrace it.
Do it.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Is, what's your little one?
What's your kid's name?
No, Cora. The short one.
Short
the one that reminds me of you.
Cora.
Is she in Harry Potter yet?
Has been, yeah.
Like reading it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Movies, books, yes.
Are you done with them? Because I need some, like, inside Potter help.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. What does it mean if an owl lands on your downspout
ooh.
On the northeast side of Cedar Rapids and stays there for, like, 5 hours?
5 hours?
Am I going to Hogwarts?
Did he drop a letter?
Don't he dropped something. It's gross. But
oh, no.
But it was Claire. It was the coolest thing in the world.
Was it a snow owl?
No, I think it was a barn owl.
Okay, that's fine too. Any owl, really.
It starts creepy, ends cool.
How's it start?
Our neighbor sends us a photo of our house. That's always a creepy start.
Okay.
They're like, you gotta come out and look at this. You have an owl perched on your downspout.
Okay.
So on the north side of our house, the dividing line between Shea Hansen and Shea Barb. There is a beautiful, huge owl about the size of the clearance of my eave
uh-huh.
and the downspout that comes off of it. And it was just perched there, just hanging out, just owling.
Just in the day, though?
Yes.
Not good.
Maybe he's a special daytime owl. We don't know.
Not good.
How much do you know owls nights and days?
Owls are nocturnal.
Well, this one was daytime. Do you think it was sick?
Yeah.
Here's how my morning started. So maybe it's...
Tell me about your sick owl this and your future case of rabies.
No, hold on. No, I think it's bird flu.
Okay.
I came home from the farmer's market.
Okay.
And we're like, okay, the day is in front of us. We have nothing between now and then clunk. And that noise stopped our conversation, Shannon and me.
Okay.
A little tiny bird flew into our, like was trying to attack itself. Because it had caught its reflection
uh-huh.
in the glass window of the front of the house. This is pre-owl, by the way.
Okay.
And about 5 minutes later, I go to like, is it laying dead on? And it was in a tree, just sitting there. I walked up to it. It didn't fly away. So that's how the morning started.
Oh, dear.
Am I just surrounded by sick birds?
There's something wrong with this bird. For real.
So we have sick bird in front tree. Then Shannon gets a text. Come outside and check out your owl. So then I go around the house, and she's like, don't get too close, because she's outside working on her project. She's like, right there's an owl.
And there Same it was. Owl?
That was it. That was the owl.
It's one owl, though. It's not two owls.
I'm going to be very clear. There was a tiny bird that hit the house. It's not an owl.
Yeah.
But there's an owl.
Okay.
But they both did very non-bird things. They didn't move.
Ew.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Is that bad?
I'm just worried about the owl being out during the day. And he didn't go after the dead bird carcass.
Well, the bird wasn't dead yet. He was just dazed. Really, really, really dazed.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it knew. It was on the other side of the house.
Oh, okay, different side. It just didn't see it.
I'm just worried now about just the collection of birds and their awkward behavior.
That's a lot of birds.
Yeah.
That's a curious amount of birds. And no letters? No strange letters?
Well, not that I... But don't they come down the chimney? I didn't check the fireplace.
I'd actually feel a lot better if you got a letter from Hogwarts about this situation. Right now, I'm more worried about you getting some sort of strain of flu or some sort of bird rabies.
If I sprout a wing or two, if I develop some sort of taste for, I don't know, field mice or worms...
So, but you, with all that beard hair, I just when you start foaming at the mouth, I need to make sure I can see it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what happens if a bird gives you rabies.
I'm fine.
You're fine. He's fine. He's fine. Who was that? A monkey?
That's my owl.
That was your
You do an owl. Oh, that's a lot better.
That's a monkey.
No, monkeys go in and out, in and out, in and out. Owls say, ooh, ooh.
Good luck with your monkey owl. I don't know what's going to happen.
I hope he comes back.
I do too.
I really want to be. I want Monkey Owl to come back.
See him again.
I miss Monkey Owl.
We have got a great opportunity at my house.
Yeah.
After all the water came in, we got it all cleaned out, most of it. I thought it's a good time this past weekend to take a look around and do we actually need these things? We had a bookcase in the like kids' toy room that had a bunch of stuff on it. And the kids aren't playing toys quite as much anymore.
They've grown out of stuff, right?
They have. And we have just about every invention known to Barbie. And so I thought this might be a good time to take a look at what is Barbie driving? Because at our house, she could drive a Jeep. She could drive a boat. She could drive a helicopter. She could drive an ambulance. She can drive a carriage, horse-drawn carriage.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Is that Cinderella Barbie?
Yes, it is. But she has many different modes of conveyance. Yeah. And so we were trying to make the decision, like, what does she actually need moving forward? She also has, like, a house for, you know, the dream house.
Right.
And then there's, like, a little house, you know, for travel. And there's a house just for her little sister, Kelly.
You still have the Kelly doll?
Yeah.
Okay. You got to get rid of one.
You can't get rid of that.
First of all, the houses are easy.
Yeah.
Keep the big one. Dump the other two.
Yeah, I know.
You good with that?
I'm good with that.
Nice. Okay.
Good. In terms of vehicles.
How many vehicles are you allowing back in the house?
I'd like to see no more than three.
Helicopter's kind of cool.
Helicopter's way cool, but I think like a boat is more practical.
That's because you came out of a basement full of water. That's the only reason you're thinking that.
And hopefully it doesn't happen again, right?
This is going to shock you, being the Disney guy, but you need to dump the carriage.
What?
Yeah.
I did not see that happening.
Don't need it.
Okay. I'm all on board.
I'm going with efficient travel.
Okay.
Carriage takes too long.
Carriage is too slow.
Done. Gone.
Gone.
Okay.
Jeep.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Okay.
Ambulance.
Yeah.
Do
you have a Dr. Barbie?
No.
Dump it.
She's gone?
Don't need an ambulance.
Okay.
Okay, back to Jeep.
Jeep.
Yeah.
Boat.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Yes.
Helicopter is a yes for sure, because I'm like Jeep for sure.
Okay, well, what's my fourth one? I think we got most of this.
Carriage.
Done.
Okay, we're good.
Those three.
Wait, I want to get rid of the ambulance. Ambulance and... Okay, so she's got three.
Three. She's got a home.
She's got...
And three modes of transportation.
She's got a Jeep. She's got a helicopter. Yeah. And she's got a boat.
We did it.
Woo!
Woo!
By land, by air, by sea.
That's how you want your Barbies.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Starting tomorrow, June the 10th, the Penn Street to Interstate 380 northbound ramp will be closed for construction 3 months.
Oh, boy.
We had this story on Friday. Just a reminder. So if you want to go north, leaving North Liberty, you need to go south.
Right.
They're going to send you over 380. They're going to send you down. You're going to get off on Forever Green. You're going to flip around, and then you're going to head north. Or as they say, hey, maybe give 965 a shot. Or
that's
James,
how they said it?
Yes, very casually. Hey. Because if it's like, do it, people aren't going to do it.
You have
like
options.
You're being told.
Yeah.
But if it's like casual recommendation, do you ever think about 965?
Please consider.
What about James Avenue Northwest, guys?
Never.
Oh, didn't
never
think of that. It. Also, no. Never heard of it.
No.
So those are a couple more options. A reminder, Northbound 380 coming out of North Liberty on Penn. Ramp closed 3 months starting tomorrow. I will give you this story one more time tomorrow.
Thank
and then you.
You
have been sufficiently told. A man's in jail after a bomb threat forced evacuation of patients and staff from a medical clinic near Des Moines. This was Thursday. Clive is the location. They had to go to the Mercy One Family Medicine after a caller referenced a bomb in the building. Cleared out the building. Do you imagine waiting in the waiting room and you're like, well, we can't get you in right now because it's a bomb threat. Sorry.
Seriously.
Did a sweep of the officers and dog. Bomb squad goes in. Luckily, no devices were found. They traced the call to West Des Moines, where 59-year-old Kevin Sanders has been arrested on harassment. He was on hold. He was really mad. So he hung up, called back, bomb threat.
Kevin.
That's his answer to being frustrated with the healthcare system.
No.
Calling it a bomb threat.
No.
Not a smart way to do that. Tiny turtles with transmitters.
What are they doing with transmitters?
Well, so after a cozy winter spent at the Blank Park Zoo, dozens of turtles released back into the wild June the 4th. The year-old turtles were released into a marsh in Guthrie County. That's just to the west of our dear friends at Polk County.
Okay.
With tiny transmitters so they can track their movements for the next 2 months. Researchers from Iowa State University will spend the summer in the marsh. The Iowa DNR they're in charge of this whole project. About 10 years ago, we had a weird late winter storm. It nearly wiped out the population of this turtle.
Ooh.
So they've been able to rescue some over the course of time, and then they keep rehabilitating them to try to bring the numbers back. So they do this annually.
Aww.
Turtles go to the zoo, live a very lovely winter time. Plop. Little transmitter goes on the back of the turtle. Plop, plop. Back into the water they go. And then hopefully, eventually, they fight crime.
Turtle power! Yeah, hopefully.
Turtle power got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Jared Leto has been accused by 9 women of sexual misconduct in a new report that's out. His representatives say that he denies all allegations. But the allegations date back to 2006, and a lot of 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 18-year-olds. Yeah. Assaulting a 17-year-old, walking nude in front of a different 17-year-old, and engaging in some sexually explicit conversations with a 16-year-old. It all started when somebody reshared a Facebook post that they put actually back in 2012. And the post was just, you're not really in LA until Jared Leto tries to force himself on you backstage in a kilt and a snow hat. And then people started commenting like, oh, and this is my experience. Oh, and this is my experience.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if anything becomes more official with this because it doesn't look, it's just like a court of public opinion talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But ew. We like to talk about what we do over the weekend. We post photographic evidence on the Z102.9 Facebook page. I wish we could get Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to participate. Luckily for us, fans take photos wherever they go and tell us what they were doing.
What were they doing?
Well, on Saturday, they had a wedding to attend together. Not their wedding. Just
I don't think you would phrase it that way.
Nope. They were at somebody's wedding. I don't know how they know the bride and groom, but they were praised for being so polite, so kind, and very down to earth. They snapped a photo of them kind of dancing in their seats while the bride and groom made their first entrance. And just kind of added to the festiveness of the atmosphere, say onlookers.
That would just be the most awesome table to be at a wedding, though.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
As you're
just
looking
got
at
seated?
The seating chart that's been etched into a mirror or whatever it is this year.
Oh,
and
my
then you're
gosh.
Like, wait, who else is at our table?
Taylor Swift. That's not like the Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
It's the Taylor Swift. Apparently, you know, the weekend is multiple days. So
yeah.
They also had a little bit of a date night. They were off season, Travis is training in Florida. So they were in Florida at a romantic dinner date at a fancy restaurant. And a fan, her name is Pamela Goodman.
Good job, Pamela Goodman.
Good job, Pam. She described them as adorable and giggly as they had this little date between the two of them. They shared some food, some cocktails, a couple of kisses.
What?
And lots of laughs.
Hey, Pam, what'd they have? I want to know exactly
what
they eat.
What did they eat?
Yes.
She did not share that. She did say that she had a brief conversation. She just had to say something, which congratulated Taylor Swift on getting control of her masters once again. And Taylor Swift told her she was beautiful and thanked her. And she also wished good luck to Travis Kelce in his future
endeavors.
Whatever it is you do on the grass.
I also follow you now, too. I still don't get it.
And by proxy, I'm a fan of you as well. And
I've become a... What do you play for? The Chiefs?
Who are the chefs?
The chefs?
On Friday night, Miley Cyrus attended the premiere of her new visual album. It's called Something Beautiful. It was at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Can I ask a very... I don't understand.
Yeah.
Question. So she's released an album.
Uh-huh.
And every song has an accompanying movie or video or something with it.
Yes. And
but
it's
can
all
I still buy
together.
It just as an album?
Yes, as the album. But that album's not ready yet. The movie's out first.
Thank you.
Yes.
So the visual version's out now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the visual version. And as she explained previously in Z's Sleaze, she's got a bit of a throat issue.
I remember
so
that,
maybe
yeah.
going on tour isn't the best thing for her voice, but doing something like this visual album still allows her to be present with her fans and they can still hear and see her, you know, kind of next best thing to a concert experience. But after the movie, she sat down to do a Q&A and fans immediately started shouting at her to sing. Apparently, they didn't quite get the concept of film festival. One woman actually shouted, "We thought this was a concert. We paid $800.
Well, then, that's on you for being stupid.
And then they actually got her to sing.
Oh, my God. This is the whole room? My tolerance for stupidity and the fact that you're owed something is so low. I mean, that 27 seconds makes me so mad.
Oh,
because you're the dork who didn't read what you were buying. Well, then you probably realized that, like, oh, I guess I did the wrong thing. And now you're trying to make it her problem. I hate this. I do. I really do. It bugs the heck out of me.
Apparently, some of them bought them from a resale website, and the resale website listed it, billed it as a concert experience with Miley Cyrus. So these people showed up thinking that they were going to an intimate Miley Cyrus concert.
Buyer beware.
Yeah, that was not what the night was supposed to be, but they shanghaied it and they got it to happen, apparently.
Well, did she just give them the first couple bars of whatever?
The climb.
Climb?
Yeah.
Or did she sing it all the way through?
All I had was the first couple. She kind of messed up and forgot the words.
Well, no
she
kidding,
wasn't
you're
ready.
On the spot.
She wasn't ready for a concert, but she told the fan that, if you want me to sing it, you have to sing it with me. So they all sang together.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. They made it happen. It's not a concert. Oh, we're going to make it a concert. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
One shot, one photo that shares with the world what you did over your weekend. We've got ours posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We're looking for yours, too. Share with us what you did over the weekend. The thing with one shot photos, though, is we have to tell the story behind the photos we posted.
I think I go first, right?
Go for it, man.
Because of where my photo is in the carousel of slides.
Yeah.
You ready?
Ready. It looks like you're sitting there ready for a Cardinals baseball game.
Saturday was perhaps the coolest live music event I've been to in a very long time. The amount of community and state pride at Colonel Stadium with Orchestra Iowa performing Field of Dreams. They have never, Warner Brothers, Field of Dreams, and orchestras worldwide have never performed this on a baseball field ever.
No way.
This was the first performance in the world.
That's pretty cool.
Of Field of Dreams live in concert. They did an opening lineup to welcome some of the key players of the symphony, which was just awesome. There were fireworks at the end.
Love it.
Which was awesome. There was an intermission. I'm starting to think we need those movies again. These 3-hour movies. Like this one's not. This is a good old 1989 2-hour piece of cinema, right?
But you had a.
But you can't have the orchestra play for 2 solid hours.
No, they need a little.
They need a bit of a break. Just people were dressed. Some were dressed like they went to the orchestra. Some were dressed like they were going to a baseball game. I went the baseball route.
Wild.
Midway through about the first half, Shannon and I got up. We each had a foot-long hot dog, right? That's what you do.
Orchestra.
That's what you do when you're at an orchestra event.
Yeah.
It was so cool. The first exchange between Shoeless Joe Jackson, Ray Liotta's character, and Kevin Costner as Heaven Know It's Iowa, the place erupted. It was just awesome to be a part of that.
That is so cool. Yeah. And I love that everybody's excited for the first performance.
Ever.
Wow.
I got to congratulate Swilson. I got to congratulate my namesake, Eric, the CEO
yeah.
of the orchestra. I tossed him a few ideas for some other movies. I'm like, Rudy, got to do Rudy at Kinnick Stadium.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You can do Hoosiers at Carver Hawkeye. Did you know Carver Hawkeye was the backup location if it was going to rain?
No.
They went through all of the motions to have Carver ready to go.
Really?
And they didn't need it.
Wow.
This was a production.
It's spectacular. Yeah. I mean, the fact that our orchestra does such cool stuff like this and then take as difficult as that is to be in perfect time with the movie.
I was
and
telling
then go
everybody
on-
like, hey guys, insider tip. He has to play the music before you see it on the screen because yeah. the way the sound and the lights work. Yeah.
That's a lot. A lot to go through, but an incredible performance.
And I'll mention quickly, so many people, because they had a rolling advertisement for things coming up, are so excited for the Pops performance next year. You've got Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm.
They're going to do a Looney Tunes.
Yes.
Which matches that music, which is fantastic. You got the Holiday Pops. We've got tickets to give away actually for the orchestra, so don't miss that. Coming up just after 8:20 this morning. But yeah, that is my one-shot weekend. What an experience to be with Orchestra Iowa and the Colonels on Saturday night.
How fun. I had a great time on Sunday. Just let me start by saying that. But it was a cold pool day.
Yeah, it was a little breezy. And it felt as the day went on, even though the sun was out,
yeah,
it got chilly.
It was.
There's this kind of onward or this endless game. Like, is it going to rain? Kind of, you could just kind of feel it.
Apparently, they kept the pool nice and warm at Cherry Hill, where we were parked at. I took the kids. They decided they really, really wanted to go, met up with some friends. I was sitting there on the chair the whole time wrapped in a towel.
You're wearing a towel.
Yes. I was so cold. I didn't take off my little pool skirt thing. I was freezing cold. But the kids said the water was warm. It was a perfect day. It wasn't busy at all. So they had a great time. And I took a photo while we're having a little bit of snack time with my youngest, Cora. And I was explaining to her, when I was a kid, I would go to the pool with my cousins. And I would always get Airheads because it was the cheapest thing at the pool.
Yes.
It was the best.
I'd buy a can of pop and then whatever the cheap candy bar was.
Yes,
I did that too.
So I'm explaining it was so much fun. And we'd always want to get the white Airheads because it was a mystery flavor. And then we'd try to decide what the flavor was. And she goes, huh, sounds like you had a lot of fun back in your day.
Rude! Children, you're kids these days.
She's just trying to be, she's like, I'm just trying to be complimentary. Like, oh, that's a fun story,
Sounds
Grandpa.
Like the old times were nice, Mom.
Thanks for the story, Gramps. What?
Was that at the swimming hole or was that at a actual public pool, Claire?
Yeah.
It wasn't the swimming hole?
At the
in the old times?
The olden times are back at the North English pool.
Did you and Laura Ingalls go to the pool together?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We'd walk hand in hand. Yeah,
Paul would come with it.
Ma would always say, wear your bonnet to the pool.
Yeah.
We never listened. We get those freckles on our cheeks.
Do you want me to have Dad send the wagon later? No, we'll walk home.
We'll walk. It's fine. We can walk.
Is this before you could own shoes?
What are shoes?
Well, it looks like it was a lot of fun. My favorite part is when little kids come out of warm water into cold air and their teeth just naturally chatter. Yes. Also makes for chewing Airheads.
Yeah.
A lot easier. Perfect. Okay. Two down. We've got a producer Ben, rare sighting this weekend.
We do. What did producer Ben get up to?
Let's get to producer Ben's photo and your photos all coming up with One Shot Weekends. It's the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
C102.9.
Not every day we get a producer Ben photo.
No, a rare producer Ben sighting. Producer Ben, what'd you get up to this weekend?
I went fishing.
Okay.
And
you've shared a photo with your big old fish here.
Big old fish.
Wait, I gotta change the music. Okay, now we're good. Okay. You do the best John Campbell of the three of us, Claire. Give us a good John Campbell description.
Okay, producer Ben out at, where were you?
Hannon Lake.
Hannon?
Where's that? Hannon.
It's over by Blairstown.
Okay, I know Blairstown.
Producer Ben at Hannon Lake by Blairstown caught a whopper.
Remember, catch and release.
Weighing in at, how big was it?
Does it look like the muscle is flexed?
Pound.
I think
it's
weighing in a half a pound.
Did you eat it?
Boy, is he proud.
It was released. It was released.
It was released. I, as a son of a guy who loved going fishing, I've told this story many times.
Yeah.
I do not know my fish. Is that a bluegill?
I think that's what I was told.
Okay.
Really?
By
who? By who?
Someone who knows fish?
Fish experts.
Fish experts.
I don't believe I've gone fishing in 15 to 20 years.
Wow.
That's your first fish in 15 to 20 years?
Probably, yeah.
That's about the same length for me.
I haven't really fished since, like, Scouts, and I'm too scared to touch the fish or the worm.
But you reeled something in, Ben.
Well, walk us through. Did somebody put the worm on for you?
Yes.
Still? Okay. And did somebody take the fish off for you?
Yeah, I attempted to take the fish off by just touching the hook and someone else hold the fish, and yeah. I couldn't do it because I don't do needles or things going through skin. Yeah.
Fishing sounds like the worst activity in the world for you.
When you released it back in, did you see it go away or did it just kind of float there? What happened?
It went back under the water.
Oh, good, 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 good. I'm glad for
him. Did you wish it? Did you name it?
No.
No. Did you say anything special to it as you let it go? Like, go back, little guy.
Whisper any hopes and dreams?
No.
I did not.
Okay.
Well, missed opportunity.
Producer Ben went fishing at Hannon Lake on Saturday.
Huh. That's kind of beautiful. Really, those trees in the background looks like Canada.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I did not have a
great place to fish.
Pleasant fishing experience in Canada.
But it was a very pleasant weekend all the way around. I think the number one photo for this past weekend was that Orchestra Iowa Field of Dreams concert.
Yes, and then I would say a very close second place would have to be the Downtown Serapis Farmers Market.
That was the place.
That is it, both of them.
To be. Cedar Rapids was ready for the first farmers market of the season. The minute they rang the bell at 7:30, it was on, and it was busy throughout the entire morning all the way through noon. I saw so many people. It was just fun.
It was a lot of fun, and the weather cooperated perfectly. Yeah. And I think people were just excited. I mean, that is a highlight of the summertime, 20th anniversary for the farmers market, mm-hmm. downtown Cedar Rapids. Big thanks to Amy, great shot from the carousel at Adventureland. Big weekend there. So, Amy, thanks for sharing your photos.
That's iconic.
Oh, they also did a parade of homes, which, by the way, open under her photo.
Oh.
There is a house that looks like it just doesn't stop getting bigger. It's got a roof line and then another roof line and then another roof line, then another roof line, then another roof line.
Kind of beautiful.
It is beautiful, yes.
We've got baby showers and graduations. I mean, congratulations, grads.
Bridal shower.
Eighth grade graduation. Thanks, Nicole.
A wedding. Calvin. Hamilton, by the way, which if you caught on the Tonys last night, that was a ton of fun.
That was cool.
Hamilton just happened to be in Des Moines this past weekend. We gave away a ton of tickets to that. So, Calvin, thanks for sharing your photo in front of the doors in Des Moines.
Congrats to Lynn. Her pup won a canine frisbee and then a bunch of ribbons. I don't know if it was all for this, but a ton of ribbons for canine frisbee.
Ever heard the phrase cat's pajamas?
Yeah.
You want to see one?
We got that.
Find Brad's picture.
This weekend was the cat's pajamas, and he has a literal cat
in literal pajamas. Where's the one? Did you see the I don't know, is that a toddler? The one in the sand?
Yeah, Lisa's little
Where
one.
Where is that?
I think it's Palo Beach.
Is it?
I think.
Ben has been fishing 20 years ago. It's probably been that long since I've been to Palo Beach. So I don't remember. That just looks to me like Florida sand. That's all I'm going to say.
Florida sand.
That looks like Florida sand.
Beautiful
right there.
Florida sand.
Lisa, that's Florida sand, is it not?
I don't know, but it was enough fun in the sun playing in the sand that little one is completely tired out. I think she's taking a nap on the beach.
I need to zoom in because at first I thought she was she's out. And then I thought she was like really like doing some very intricate sand work with her left finger.
Maybe as she was sleep sand work.
Could you imagine the hours as a kid, we all just spent, all you need is a little shovel and a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sand's got to be wet.
Yep.
So you can pack it. So much fun.
It's just magic, isn't it?
Did it feel good to just get out this weekend, right? First weekend in June.
Very fun weekend.
Well, thanks everybody for sharing your photos. We love doing this on Mondays. And congrats to our local angler, producer Ben, on his big catch this weekend. See all those photos right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
It's been at least a month
mm-hmm.
since we've talked about going for this record.
But we have not stopped thinking about it. We have not stopped working on this project in the background here at Z102.9.
A lot goes into trying to accomplish at what we are going for was a Guinness World Record. A lot of time, a lot of documentation, and barely a lot of money.
They want $20,000 for us to buy a book.
Basically, they sell you the kit.
Yeah.
And for $20,000 plus travel expenses, they'll mail a person along with the kit and then you put them up in a nice hotel.
Don't worry, it's delivered by a person.
And then they will be there for the record. We're like, well, what's the just give us the document part?
Yeah.
And so we're in the like low teens. We're like, we can't pay for that.
No.
It's stop it. Stop it.
So instead, we have decided to go for a record of our own design.
The Scramble record.
Yes.
It will be a record, and it will be a number higher than what we're finding in the Guinness book. We're not paying for your seal of approval, Guinness. I'm sorry.
I can't do it. I won't.
It's not worth it. If it's just as easy for you and I to publish a book that has a record in it, Claire, and if we can get the public library to take it.
I love the idea of let's publish a book.
If we just do a book,
yeah,
that's our book of record.
Uh-huh.
One record.
It's a short book, but it's still a book.
All right. Let's start with the what. This all started, remember, it had to do with hats and banana hats.
Mm-hmm.
And we were poking around and looking for records and looking for records. And this was the one I landed on. And I think this is highly accomplishable. Largest gathering of people wearing conical party hats. Coned shape party hats. The one that has the little elastic on the bottom that gives you double chin. That one.
At like kids' birthday parties?
Yes.
You wear them all the time.
Currently, a grammar school for girls in the United Kingdom has the record of 1,161.
We could easily top that.
Easily.
But how?
Well, we need a large place where people gather. And they need to be there all at the same time, and they need to be there for a reason. And I'll give you a hint. I was just there on Saturday.
Yeah. The ballpark.
Our friends with the Cedar Rapids Colonels stepped up months ago and said, hey, if you land on one, we will help you.
Mm-hmm.
We are now in final preparation to choose a date in July where we will go for a Scramble record, and we want you to be there.
Absolutely. We are going to have the date worked out today. Today. By the way, I just think it's great. It's actually Swilson's birthday today. Happy birthday, Swilson.
Swilson, buddy, he should take the day off.
Scott after Wilson,
after what
the
they
Rapids
pulled
girls.
Off Saturday.
My goodness.
They're going into a homestand soon. They've got that Harry Potter thing coming up on Friday.
I know.
This is his busy season.
Very busy.
Well, we're adding to it.
Yes.
We are going to find a home game with fireworks, by the way. And as part of the game, we will take a moment in between innings, take a photo, and actually accomplish a Scramble record. The plan's in place. The date is still being negotiated. Other than that, friends, we've actually come a long way. We've just been doing it behind the scenes.
Absolutely. Yeah. A Scramble world record. We are going to make this attempt for the largest gathering of conical hats.
You conical hat wearing friends?
All you got to do is strap on a little party hat for like one photo.
Come on down to the ballpark. Pay your admission. Come in. Wear a hat. Cheer for the Colonels. It's going to be a good time. When? That's what we're working on. But it's coming soon. We promise.
TBD.
The Morning Scramble. Scramble record is happening. Guys, get ready. We are so excited.
Woo!
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.